Your taxes hold the key.
Self-employed persons, companies, other bodies, partnerships, persons with multiple employment, and employed persons who earn additional income. It's tax season again, and your income tax return for 2016 and estimated return for 2017 are due on or before March 15. The forms to be used are: for self-employed annual returns, S04, corporate bodies, IT02, partnerships, IT03, life assurance organizations, IT04, PAYE individuals and pensioners, IT05. Also, all categories of persons must file an IT07 declaration for estimated income and tax payable for 2017, except PAYE individuals, pensioners, and self-employed persons who should file the S04A. Remember to file online. Please remember that forms, schedules, and instruction booklets can be downloaded from our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you more about blood and the donation process. Giving blood in the long run saves the lives of those who really could not have been helped in any other way. The human body is designed to create blood, and as such, there is no other way for persons in need of blood to get it other than through blood transfusion. Registered nurse at the National Public Health Lab, Catherine Treasure, says blood from donors helps to save the lives of persons experiencing various health problems.
On the basis that persons who are sick, whether it's from situations like cancer, sudden situations also like accidents, emergency situations where a person has received some kind of trauma, has lost blood, they actually need to be replaced. So our blood donors are what supplies that demand.
There are over 1 million red blood cells in a single drop of blood. The average adult has about 10 pints of blood in his or her body, and a newborn baby has about 1 cup. Blood donors can give blood once every 3 months for a maximum of 4 times per year. A person may have been diagnosed with anemia previously, which would prevent them from giving blood. However, it is recommended that persons still register to donate, as the screening process will allow them to get an update of their blood count.
What we would prefer is that persons actually come in and we go through the interview process, which was actually step 3. There, that's when we actually ask them about their past health history and any present condition, because not everything will defer you. A lot of persons query if they have hypertension and if they're on medication, or if they're diabetics and they're on medication. They can actually still come in. There are only certain markers that we would defer them for, but these persons can actually still come and donate blood.
Persons who smoke marijuana should not smoke for 3 days before giving blood, and asthmatics who've had an attack within the last week cannot donate. People with tattoos or piercings that are at least 1 year old are able to give blood, and prospective donors with full-blown sickle cell cannot give blood, but to those with the sickle cell trait, can donate. If you are interested in donating blood, come out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on Tuesday, February 7 at 58A Halfway Tree Road from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For further details or to sign up, call 926-35904. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. Get the Facts.
Psst. Somebody out there want you. Them not just want you, them need you. Yes, you are someone's type. So sign up today for the JIS Blood Drive and save a life. February 7, 58A Halfway Tree Road, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just call 926-35904 and sign up. Or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. JIS Blood Drive, February 7. You are someone's type.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.